We are Alberta. We stand strong, we stand free. No matter who treads on us, right here is where we'll be.
Another one of the people who I think is on my list of amazing Albertans, please welcome my friend, Canadian singer, songwriter, performer, and puppy master, Jake Matthews.
Hey, everybody.
How's things? How's life outside of, you know, being cold with the dog? How's your COVID been?
It's been interesting. I mean, my wife is a nurse, so she's an RN at the South Health campus here in Calgary. So it's been interesting for her for work. And my son is in grade 10 at high school. So trying to kind of navigate, being at school and then doing homeschooling and then being at school and then just all the back and forth has been pretty crazy for him too. So it's been an interesting household. And then in between, I'm just trying to stay creative and write some songs and having some Zoom write sessions and released a new single not too long ago and just trying to stay as busy as I can, try to make it as normal as I can.
And I can't believe your son's in grade 10 now.
Yes, I know. It's crazy.
Time just really flies. And I think we know that as people, but until you become a parent, you don't really know how precious time is.
Yeah, he's going to be 16 in 2 weeks. So I can't believe it. It's crazy. How old is your son now?
He's just turned 12 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yours has to be in grade 10 because mine's almost coming into junior high. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So crazy. So during this time in this process for you, I'm sure you're really missing that live show. And we were sort of talking about this before we went live, just about the energy from people and in the room. And what is sort of that process of missing that been like for you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely missing it, especially doing, some of these, Facebook lives and stuff from my basement, from my little office at home and just kind of staring into the camera and finishing a song and getting no feedback at all other than, some information kind of coming up on the screen. But absolutely missing it. I think we were kind of joking earlier too, how, there's probably going to be a lot of socially awkward people coming back into this because we're just so not used to hanging out with people anymore, with big crowds for sure. But I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it can't come soon enough.
Oh yeah, we'll be the person where you'll be talking. You'll just be like,
yeah,
just kidding. I'm not frozen.
That's right.
We'll be like,
that's be part of the. We'll be blown away as soon as people start clapping and cheering. We're like, what is that? What is that noise? It's foreign.
Well, the nice thing is I feel like 21 years in radio for me sort of prepared me for something like this because I'm used to talking to myself and getting a response back. Right. So I've liked the technology of the fact that people can post in the comments and have a conversation because, you've been in radio stations a lot. You just talk to nothing. And now we get to know what people say back to you. So at least that piece is fun.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that, but for sure, because you've kind of been isolated for 20 years.
Awkward socially and isolated my whole life. Like, this is
exactly.
Great.
This is finally normal. This is normal for you. No, but that's true. That's a good point. I imagine it is nice to get, to have that feedback now, with on the screen, like you said, just have the comments in. And I mean, that's, I guess the silver linings to, the pandemic happening at this time where we have technology to at least stay somewhat connected. I mean, I can't imagine if it was, 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
Or when the Spanish flu was. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, absolutely then. But when there's no technology at all.
To how do I get my pigeon to you fast enough? Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Now, I've said this before, but I've never really asked your opinion of it. So I'm going to do that today. And I hopefully don't put you too much on the spot, but I feel on my personal opinion level and my experience in the industry, I tell people a lot, and I've introduced you this way, that you're one of the most underrated Canadian country music artists in our country. And I've always wondered what you think when I say that, because it sounds, I don't know, it could kind of be double-edged, but I mean it as a huge compliment. But when I say that, what does that feel like to you?
Yeah, I mean, I know you mean it as a compliment for sure. I mean, I'm totally fine with it. I mean, you know, it's interesting in the business. I mean, there's a lot of really, really talented people that, you know, not everybody, you know, gets to the highest point in the music business. A lot of it is, you know, timing and relationships and, you know, songs and talent. And I mean, there's so many things that have to come together. I mean, I've been very fortunate to have the career that I've had. This March will be the 20th anniversary of my debut of I'll Do You One Better. It's my first charting, or will be the debut of my chart debut, I should say. That's what it is. Yeah. My chart debut at radio will be in March. Will be 20 years. So, you know, I've been fortunate, and I'm still getting played on radio 20 years later. So that's you know, there aren't a lot of artists that can make that claim. So I mean, I'm totally, you know, grateful for all the opportunities that I've had. And, you know, of course, everybody, you know, wants to, you know, to have like a million number ones and all the awards and stuff. But I mean, just to be able to make a living at this and to have so many great relationships and have the opportunity to write songs for other artists as well. I mean, it's kind of cliche, but it is really like a dream come true to be able to do this and do something that you love for a living. So I know you say, you know, underrated, and maybe you think I should be at a higher spot than I am or whatever, but I mean, really it's, you know, very, very grateful for the opportunities that I've had.
Well, I think it's just that you have an incredible amount of talent. And I think that obviously if you've had a career for 20 years, like the talent's not unnoticed. It's just, I still meet people who don't know who you are, and I have no idea where they have been, because right. You're an incredible talent and I think a great asset to being in the province of Alberta, but also your home province of Ontario and the entire country. Like, I'm all like, how do you not know who Jake Matthews is?
What? Oh, I appreciate that. I mean, you're just kind of, you're making me blush here this morning, but yeah, no, I appreciate that. Thanks.
So would longevity be part of your definition of success? Like, I think if we look at when I say underrated, I wouldn't want you to rise to the top and fizzle out just as fast, which happens with a lot of artists in the music industry as a whole. But with longevity, what else would you define your success?
Well, you know, absolutely. I think longevity is definitely, you know, at the top of the list for success. I mean, because that's really what you want to do is, you know, is to have a career and to build a life around, you know, something that you love to do. So that definitely is, you know, I'd put that at the top of the list for what I would call success. You know, I think that's, you know, I can't imagine, you know, I went to university. I have a science degree. I worked for a few years for the Ministry of Environment out in Ontario and worked for some mining companies. And I would spend, you know, my winters in Timmins, Ontario, collecting water samples when I got out of university. And I did that for a year. And I said, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. So I'd been playing in bars and singing at that point. And that's when I decided, you know, now is the time to do it. And before I get, you know, before I get a really well-paying job and then it's hard to turn away from the money and hard to follow your dreams at that point, you know, it's really, comfort is the enemy, you know, sometimes of success. So I just decided to kind of take the plunge and really give it a good try. And I was fortunate to meet some great people, Cam Crawford and Donna Crawford and High River, who kind of really believed in me when I moved out to Alberta and, you know, helped me out, you know, financially and business wise and really kind of, you know, set my foundation really for to be able to pursue my career in music. And yeah, then I just never looked back, and definitely, you know, I don't regret it at all.
Well, and I think people are probably familiar with a lot of the songs that you've recorded yourself and put out, but people may not know that you've written and co-written probably hundreds of songs with other artists over the years, lots of them that have done well and charted, as they say in the industry, but like your collaborative work is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, again, I mean, just another aspect of what I love to do, and been fortunate to have people like, you know, Dwayne Steele and Gord Bamford, cut and record and release some of my songs that I've written with them. And I write with a lot of new artists as well. And, you know, I've had some independent artists in the U.S., you know, cut some of my songs. So still waiting for the really big cut. I've had some great holds. I've had George Strait had had a song of mine on hold for a long time that I thought for sure he actually went into the studio and it didn't end up making the album. So this is close, but no cigar on that one. But again.
Come on, George Strait.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That would be the dream. That is the dream, is to, you know, have a guy like George Strait and or just one of those, you know, Willie Nelson or something like that would be just incredible. Even though those guys aren't at radio anymore today, just to have one of them record a song would be unbelievable.
All right. You need me to start a Twitter campaign? I'm on it.
Yeah. I don't know how Twitter can affect me getting a song cut, but sure, why not? Let's give it a try.
I don't even know if Willie Nelson is on social media. Probably not.
Probably not. No.
He might have people who do it.
He's on different things.
I mean, if someone wants to give me George Strait's phone number, I would call him for you.
Oh, like, would you?
Yeah. I could do that. No problem.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll see if I can track it down.
I think that would be kind of fun. I was always really surprised that your song, If I Had It My Way, was the first one for you to get into. What it was, top five, I think, at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I actually did. I think it got up to number 8 on the chart. It got top 10, but I don't think it got top 5. Depends on what chart you're looking at, I guess. But
That's also like how number one radio stations work. It depends how you read the data, but I think one of the things that I miss from my life in radio is being able to be somebody who got to play the songs first. That was one of my favorite things to do. And that was that song. We got to play it first. It was really cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, you guys have been like so supportive. You know, I've just been real fortunate, you know, for the stations in Alberta being so supportive. And I mean, you need that. You need that hometown and local support to kind of build your career. So I was very, very lucky to have that.
When you kind of alluded to it earlier, and I wanted to talk about that for a second, is just the amazing way that you have given back. Like, so you've had this 20-year success and you're still working really hard at it every day, but you take the time to connect with artists who are up and coming in the industry, and taking that time, whether you are just connecting with them, talking to them, doing a co-write with them, like that, the give back that you do to keep the circle of music flowing is really cool.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really important. I mean, I've had those people in my life to help me along. Like I said, you know, starting with Cam and Donna in High River, who we were just at a party and they were there, and the party host asked me to bring my guitar along. So I brought it along, and then we ended up jamming and playing, you know, music till like 3 o'clock in the morning. And the next day, Cam and Donna just called me and said, you know, what can we do to help you? Because we think you have something special. So that, you know, just having people like that, knowing that, you know, it takes those people to kind of help you get to the next level. And, you know, having been in the business for 20 years, you know, there's a lot of information I can pass on to new artists. And, you know, I also learn from them. I mean, that's the thing with writing too. I mean, you always, you know, after writing, I don't know, I think I've written like 600 or 700 songs by now. You know, you kind of get into your own patterns, and you get into your, you know, you have your own way of doing things. And it's great to be able to get together with new people that have new ideas and different influences and just learn from them. And, you know, you can kind of add to what they're doing.
Where do you keep all the songs?
Oh, I've got a little database there on my computer. Yeah. I just kind of keep track of everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I'm up to about 600 or so songs now.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Make sure you put, not that I want to plan for the end when I make this comment, but make sure you put that in your will so we can like open the Jake Matthews archive. Oh,
yeah. You're already looking towards the end there, aren't you,
Joy? No, I'm thinking of your son's future, and we'll selling off your legacy for him. Yeah.
No, I've already thought of that. I've got. That's why I keep everything cataloged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and your family's fairly musical too. Like, you grew up in a musical sort of household.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, I've told this story a bunch, but my dad is the sixth of 20 children. So there was tons of music and lots of people in the house. So, like, growing up was surrounded by music. We'd have family reunions, and we would rent a hall, and we'd spend, you know, over the holidays, we'd get together, and a lot of my uncles and aunts played music and sang and played fiddle and harmonica. And so it was just a lot of singing. And then my mom and my dad, you know, sang in the house. And then, of course, my brother Gil, who, you know, pursued it as a career as well. So just always surrounded by music. Always loved country music. George Strait was the first concert I ever saw when I was 16 in Sudbury. And just had a huge, huge impact on me. So just I've always loved it and always been surrounded by it.
So see, George Strait, I don't know if he's watching or not this morning. Yeah. He comes in and out of the club, but this would be full circle if you just recorded one of his songs now.
Yeah, for sure.
Just letting you know, bud. Sometimes he'll just watch in the background and not comment. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
would be my dream right there. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a quiet guy to begin with. So he just kind of lurks in the shadows.
If I could do a coffee chat with him, that would be really cool. So.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
And then we'll just bring you in, be like, oh, have you met my friend Jake? And he has this new song. He probably gets that all the time. But
I'm sure he gets pitched tons of songs.
So you released a new single during the time. So probably the process is relatively similar to the pre-COVID days in that process, outside of, you know, visiting stations and playing it live in different places. But how has the response been?
The response has been great. Actually, this week we're number one on the Sirius XM CBC Country 171, Channel 171. So we're number one on that chart there this week. So they've been really, really supportive. And I've got a bunch of stations that are starting to add. It's been out first week of December. So we're just about 2 months into the single. So it's just starting to pick up a little bit more steam now, but the response has been great. And it's just great to have some new music out there. The whole process, like you said, was pretty much, you know, as far as the recording process was a little bit different. We ended up working with Dave Thompson again, who's a fellow Canadian living in Nashville. So we did a lot of the tracks. He did a lot of the tracking down in Nashville, and I just built a little home studio here where I've got, you know, vocal booth and everything, and ended up doing all the vocals at my house and then just kind of shipping everything back and forth. So it was kind of a bit of a remote recording this time, that something that I've never done before, but it worked out great. And I'm just happy to have some new songs out there.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It'd be interesting to see, or to know, and I don't know if you've seen any of that data or not, but just what people's listening habits have changed through this process. Like, are we listening collectively as people more to music because we have that time and we have the space and we could be downloading, or are we listening less because we're not commuting or whatever that looks like? I would be curious to know what that looks like.
Yeah. You know, I've been listening to some podcasts, music business podcasts and stuff, and I've kind of heard both of those things. I mean, I think, like you said, I think it did go down for a while because of the commute. You know, people would always listen on the way to work and that kind of thing. But I think different, you know, obviously, like the whole movie streaming and everything, that's gone up. Like, so Netflix and those kind of things have definitely gone up. So yeah, I'd be curious to see what the overall numbers are.
Yeah, download numbers. Cause I know I've downloaded more music in this last several months than I probably ever have before.
Right.
I'm not a real good judge of kids.
Yeah, I haven't really noticed any big spikes or like anything. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty consistent, you know, for me. So yeah.
Kind of cool. Well, do you feel like singing a song for us? Yeah, I know it's early and morning and. But I got you to talk for a bit to warm up your voice, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. So we could do I could do the new single.
Okay.
If you want to hear that, if you want to hear something older.
You do whatever you want.
Sure. All right. You ready?
Yep.
So here's Working On Me. Wrote this one with our good friend Dwayne Steele. She likes to get dressed up, get Friday night crazy, sleep in late, get Sunday morning crazy. She's uptown, down home, everything in between. She's a natural born beauty when her makeup's gone. Confident and kind, knows what she wants in that pretty little smile. Yeah, it's working on me. Everything about her drives me out of my mind. And there ain't no doubt what I've been missing all this time. Right beside her is right where I won't be. Yeah, whatever she's doing, it's working on me. She wears her heart on her sleeve, cause that's who she is. When it comes to love, she's got so much to give. She's a diamond shining, shining on everything. Never thought I'd fall this hard and this fast. Her kind of magic, I never had a chance. Yeah, the girl's got a way, and it's working on me. Everything about her drives me out of my mind. And there ain't no doubt what I've been missing all this time. Right beside her is right where I want to be. Yeah, whatever she's doing, it's working on me. Everything about her drives me out of my mind. And there ain't no doubt what I've been missing all this time. Right beside her is right where I want to be. Yeah, whatever she's doing is working on me.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So my challenge for everybody listening is that you go and download this song, and it's a great way to support an artist when there's not concerts going on. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have something happening in 2021. Yeah. But it's also a really great thing you can do to support an artist like Jake right now is to go his website is jakematthews.com, and you can link to his socials and go and like stuff and share stuff and help share.
Yes. And say hi, you know, yeah. Send me a message for sure.
Send how to strike up conversation when COVID's over in person. We're going to have to start taking classes or something. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so lots of people sharing their love and support of this song right now.
Right.
Just so you know, you have to go back and check out the comments later. But I could probably talk to you all morning long, but I suppose we should wrap it up.
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's do it again at some point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anytime. We'd love. You can always come hang out and test new songs and share some love.
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you again for tuning in to the new series called Amazing Albertans on the Jody Seeley Show podcast. Once again, a big thank you to the creator of the theme song for this show right now called We Are Alberta, Mr. Dustin Farr. Thank you, my friend. A huge shout out as well to our producers from Limelight Audio and Media for making this show possible.
We are